Hi, you're listening to Coming Soon to VHS. I'm Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And I'm Hector.
Today we're going to talk about the movie Pokemon First Movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back.
First movie.
I know, that's why I said first movie.
I heard you say first movie.
No, first movie. It was made in 1998. This is Hector's, I think, probably favorite movie or childhood movie.
Favorite childhood movie.
Yeah.
Fact. Holds up.
Okay. This is the first time that I've seen it. Have you seen it, Lupita, before?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I've never seen this movie. And we saw
She has seen it. She just never paid attention to it.
No, I've never seen it.
What about that one time I made Daisy watch it?
Yeah, I left the room. I told you that my mom needed me. She did need me for like 2 minutes, and then I just stayed with her and I just hung out with her, and then I waited for it to be over, and then I came back into the room.
Okay.
But yeah, so this is really new to me. I have to start by saying that I don't really like that much cartoons. I like certain things like Daria, like Bob's Burgers, regular show, but it's like cartoons. I don't really watch them.
Those are all cartoons.
No, I know, but I said I don't really like cartoons besides those cartoons.
Okay.
And like the Pokemon never interests me because I think I was, how old was I? I was 11 when it came. Lupita. I was 11. Lupita just threw my towel on the floor.
It was wet.
I know. Anyway, I did because I just took a shower.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew, that's it. This is a family podcast. You're gross.
Anyway, so, what was I saying? Oh, yeah.
You showered.
Yeah, I... So, this show, like, I think... I mean, that show. The movie came out in 1998. I was...
I thought you said 1996.
Yeah, 96, I think, when it started.
No, 96 when the show started.
When Pokemon started. But 1998 is when the movie came out. And I was...
You just said 11 already.
I was 11, 12, 13.
You just
I was
said 13 11.
Years old. No, okay. I was 11 in 1996.
Okay.
I was 13 in 1998. And yeah, so this what movie never interested me. The only reason I was interested in the movie was the soundtrack was because of that M2M song, Bita, remember? Don't Say You Love Me. I love that song. That's what got me interested in M2M, and Bita even bought the CD. And even to this day, I still like know the words and stuff. Well, not all the words, but just most of the words. Like if I hear,
start it.
If
sing
I hear
it.
The
sing
if the I hear the song,
know.
I'll be like,
sing the one word that you know.
Okay.
Wait, why are we talking about the song? We're supposed to be doing the podcast
okay.
Of the movie.
Okay, I'm just.
But
saying.
What's the one word that you know?
Got introduced to you by a friend.
Yeah, she's right.
Yeah, see,
that's told you. The lyrics.
Told you, bitch. Anyway,
sing the rest.
We're trying to do this. Come on.
Anyway. So that's basically it. That's all I know about Pokemon. Well, that's all I remember from that movie when it first came out and stuff like that. Like I said, I've never seen the movie. This is the first time me watching it. So, because this is a movie that Hector requested. Like, Hector's like, oh, we should watch it. Please make us, let us watch it. So, okay. Hector's the one that's going to be talking this time mostly because he's the one that knows more about it. I've never seen it. This is the first time me watching it. So I'm going to be asking questions.
Ooh.
That's what you're supposed to be doing, Hector, when we're doing this podcast, and
well,
you never do.
Because I get all my shit done.
No, because you end up falling asleep.
It's not my fault. I get so comfortable.
Okay, anyway. So, right. Like I said, the movie starts in 1990. Well, it came out in 1998. When Hector has the VHS of it, so we watched it on VHS.
But did it come soon to VHS?
Yes. And the first thing that comes out is the... is the Pikachu Vacation.
No, it's trailers.
Trailers,
WB
yeah.
Kids.
Oh, yeah. You didn't... Where did you watch it? You watched the VHS or what did you watch?
I watched it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't see WB Kids trailer.
I remember it, though.
Yeah, it was
a lot of shows that I remember watching. The X-Men. Remember the X-Men Revolution? I don't know if that was...
Yeah, I watched the show.
Anyway. So... And then Pikachu Vacation.
Pikachu's Vacation.
Uh-huh.
Such a cute... Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I was watching
it's like a mini movie, right?
Yeah, it's a mini movie.
It's a mini movie before the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So cute. So sad.
I guess. I don't know. I was just confused. And I was watching it and I was just like, what the hell is happening?
All right,
okay.
Talk about the
vacation.
Okay,
I'll tell you about the vacation. So...
Mm-hmm.
This is place where you take your Pokemon and they go on a mini vacation, and I don't know where the trainers go, but they go without them. Mm-hmm. Then it's just a story of all the Pokemon gathering around, having a good time, enjoying themselves. And then Pikachu, Ash tells Pikachu, take care of Togepi.
That's the egg, right?
That's the egg, yeah.
Yeah, because the whole thing is just basically the egg was hungry and they were trying to get food for the egg,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the whole story. And then,
no,
like,
no, it's not the whole story. That's the beginning of the story. That's taking care of the baby. Mm-hmm. And then Pikachu's like, all right, I got it. But it was Pika Pika.
And then he was trying to go to sleep or something, right?
Yeah, no. It was already asleep and it woke up.
Because of those other Pokemon.
Yeah. No, yeah. And then they're like...
They were the evolved versions or something?
No, they weren't. They were just Pokemon. There was only one evolved version. That was Raichu. Come on, let's get your head on a swivel.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
If you don't know it, then just let Hedy talk about it.
Yeah, stop asking all these dumbass questions. This is why I don't ask them. You can ask the questions.
Okay, just, go ahead. Okay. Keep on going.
So, where was I at? Okay, so they're taking care of Togepi, and then Togepi wakes up, and they're like, Pikachu gets back, because they're like, oh, like, no, Pikachu, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle take care of Togepi. And then Togepi is all like, oh, like she's crying, and then Bulbasaur and Squirtle get mad at the other Pokeball because they woke him up. And then Pikachu's like, no, don't fight. Show the baby's Togepi, that, you know, it's not good to fight, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And then they're all like, oh, well, they got angry at each other. And then...
They battle or something, right?
Oh, yeah, well, they battle, but they don't battle, like, battle. Yeah, they battle, like swimming races. Yeah,
like races and stuff like that.
Yeah, Squirtle versus... another water type, and then they just battle, and then they like, and then Squirtle loses, but it's the most adorable scene because Squirtle's trying real hard, and then finally touches the ball at the end of the pool, and then he's like, "Yeah, I would." And then you see Meryl. Meryl was the other water, the other water Pokemon. Meryl's all like, "Meryl." That's a spot on impression.
Cool.
And he was already on top, like partying. He's like, "Yeah, we already won, bitch." And Squirtle's like, eh. And he had little bubbles coming out of his mouth because he was embarrassed. He's like, I guess Raichu and Pikachu get mad for some reason. And then they start running. And then they run, like, against each other. And it's just the cutest scene ever. And then they just keep on running and running. And then by accident, while they're running, you guys are not going to believe what happens.
Yeah.
They step on Charizard's tail while he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. Of course, Charizard does not like this. So he chases after them. And then one thing leads to another. Charizard's head gets stuck on a, like, apparatus type of thing.
It was like a house with a tunnel coming out or something,
like,
right?
Like a Pokemon apparatus.
Yeah. That was kind of, I don't know. It was just like everybody's trying to get him out.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's suffering and stuff. I'm not going to lie. That scene, I was just like, no. Because it was like, it's like... your own animal or something like that getting stuck somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I've gotten... Remember when I got my arm stuck in the tape? The roll of tape. Okay. I was using it as like
a bracelet.
And I was like, I wonder how far I can go up my arm. And I have really fat arms. So I just shoved it and then it went all the way up to my upper arm and it got stuck there, and I was like, no. And I was telling Lupita to try to pull it off and she couldn't take it off.
She had to, like, douse her and, like, baby oil.
Yeah, baby oil and stuff like that, and like all these things, and finally she just pulled it out. Oh my god, I was so scared. It's like, I could totally relate to that scene.
You're so stupid.
But that was scary.
The tape or the Charizard?
The tape, that was real life. Charizard is imaginary, but I can totally relate to that scene. That's what I was saying.
Well, he got his head stuck, so it's even worse. And then Meowth is there. You guys know Meowth from Team Rocket. Meowth, I think it was Meowth, Weezing, and I think Aardvark?
I don't know any of these Pokemon Aardvark. Names. Aardvark. I don't know.
Aardvark was there from Team Rocket. You know, Jesse. James.
Yeah.
They were there. And oh my god, dude, Pokemon fans are freaking out right now because they're like, they were there and they were there. And then they're trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. And they're like, not as yellow, they could talk English. The Pokedex was translating all of it for us, thank God.
Yeah, I have to say something. Those weird ass transitions, the whole time I was telling Hank, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because sometimes, like, they would transition to a different scene, and it would be, like, different things, like, coming out. I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, it was different
Pokemon, like...
And Hank just had to explain to me, like, oh, it's just going to a different scene. But they don't need that. Like, it all kind of came together without those transitions.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Once I rewatched it and you questioned it, I'm like, yeah, that's true. But I think they just needed more time for the movie to be
real. I think they probably didn't translate, like, it didn't translate over to, because I know it's Japanese, right? So I don't think it translated over into the American version or something. So, like, let's just add this. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe they just have extra stuff and, like, let's just all throw it in. I mean, we already drew it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I was like, what the fuck is, I was asking, Hank, like, if I would have seen this movie by myself the whole time, I would have so many freaking questions, because I'm like, what the hell is going on? Well, first of all, I don't know any of the Pikachu people, so...
There's only one Pikachu, and there's no people. They're Pikachu. Pokemon.
Pokemon things. Like, I don't know any of those animals, so I'd be like, okay, what the hell is going on? Like, well, to me, it was kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just whatever.
Okay, cool.
So the whole point at the end, they got along.
No. We're missing a huge part.
This is barely the vacation.
Dude, this is
I want to get to the movie.
Okay, we're almost done. Okay, so they get somehow a rope. Mm-hmm. And with the rope, they attach it to Charizard's leg. Mm-hmm. And then they slowly start tugging to get Charizard's head out. And Charizard's just trying and trying, and he gets sad. He starts crying. He's like, and by the way, all the Pokemon come and they get together. Even Onyx was there. Mm-hmm. Onyx from Brock's Onyx was there, and he was even pulling. And he was trying. And then the other Pokemon they were fighting against are like, we need to put our differences aside and help each other. So they did, except for Cubone. Cubone was the only one. If you're a huge Pokemon fan, you know that Cubone is a loader because he doesn't trust others. But. You guys look at each other like, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
No, I know who you're talking about. The
Cubone.
One with the dinosaur face or whatever. Like Cubone. The bones, the skull or whatever.
Yeah, because
Cubone.
Yeah, because I guess it's like the backstory of Cubone is that his ancestors got killed. So that's like his ancestor's helmet. Like his skull it's crazy.
And the Pokedex had to tell us because.
Yeah, but Cubone's like
why is this guy being so pissed off?
He's not being pissed off. He's just alone. He's a loner.
Basically, he was just being not helping out.
Yeah, and he's all like, and then they're like, and they're like, oh yeah, and then Cubone's all like, we should help. So, well, I should help. And then he works together, and then they all do it, and then Charizard gets out. Oh, by the way, Meowth. Okay, I can skip that part. It's not that big. Okay, I'll tell you. So Meowth and T-Brock and Pokemon are trying to sleep, and then Meowth's all like, hey, shut up down there. That's not that spot on impression, but that Charizard does the flamethrower. It's just kind of like a tunnel apparatus thing. Mm-hmm. The flamethrower hits Meowth in the face, and he was like ah, and then it's so sad because Meowth was just trying to relax, but he was being a dick.
Well, it was everybody's vacation, so I'm guessing everybody wanted to relax.
Yeah, but at the end they get Charizard out. And then by taking Charizard out, they break a bigger apparatus, but the Pokemon work together to fix it. And then they're all having a good time. They're partying. They're working together. And they're like, yeah. And then, you hear, it fast forwards to the end of the day. And then you hear Misty, Brock, and Ash. Being like, hey, come on, you guys, we're leaving.
So basically, the Pokemon didn't even get to relax.
No, this was at the end of the day. Okay. So they had their whole day, and then they're like, and then they leave, and then Pikachu says bye to the other Pokemon that they met there. Like, bye. They all say bye to each other, and then Pikachu's like, good meeting you guys, and then better than Pika Pika, you know what I mean? And then they get there for second. And then Pikachu runs towards Ash, and Ash runs towards Pikachu, and then Pikachu jumps in the air. And Ash catches Pikachu. He's like, hey, Pikachu, did you have a fun time? And Pikachu's like, Pika, Pika. Ah, damn, tears in my eyes, dude. That's poetry. And then it starts, okay, now it starts the movie. Now that,
Now, yeah, now the movie starts.
Wait, my bad. This doesn't even start the movie.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, such a good movie. They haven't even started yet.
Yeah, I remember when I saw this movie with Hector, I was so sleepy because I think
it was the middle of the day.
No, it wasn't. We saw it at night before I went to sleep, remember? Because I was trying really hard to keep my eyes open.
It was, like, 9 o'clock, dude.
And I was sleepy because I had I had a long day. Because this was the first week that I started. Oh, no, it was the second week. The second week that I started working at night. Like, question. That was a Wednesday.
Quick question. How many hours do you work?
It's not relevant.
No, yes, it is relevant.
This whole conversation isn't relevant. I'm still just waiting for you guys to talk about the
okay.
day.
I'm waiting for him to
it start gets with the good movie. Right now.
He's
okay.
still talking about the freaking vacation.
She doesn't work that many hours.
I don't.
Okay, who cares?
Okay, fine. Plot twist. Everybody cares. So before we even start the movie, last thing. It's from Professor Oak. Professor Oak, he's telling us, he's all like, okay, like first let's start with the Pokey vacation. Uh-huh. Or Pikachu's vacation, whatever. And then they're done with the video. And then they're like, all right, let's start the movie.
Yeah, and then they're in the jungle or something, right?
No. Before that happens, it's because to know about the jungle scene, okay, the jungle scene. All right, let me tell you about the jungle scene. The jungle scene is in the very beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. after between the transition from Pikachu's vacation to the Pokemon movie.
They're looking for the fossil, Mew's fossil.
Mew's fossil. They talk about Mew and how
they want to clone him to restore life.
Not restore life, just they want to clone him because he's the most powerful Pokemon.
Yeah.
And he is an ancient Pokemon.
And they think that he's extinct.
Yeah, and they used his fossil to transform into Mewtwo. That's basically it, and that's where
they just basically cloned him. Because that's what they said, they wanted to clone a Mew fossil to make him Mew and have the strongest Pokemon or something.
Yeah. Okay, and then so that's basically it. And then Professor Oak is all like, all right, let's start the movie. And Alakazam is there, and Alakazam's like with his spoons, and he makes Professor Oak clothes disappear except for his underwear. And it's just like, what the fuck? And
yeah, I don't know what's going on. This thing is with the spoons. I completely forgot about the spoon thing. And I was just like, why does it have spoons? But
because he's a psychic Pokemon. Okay, that's the end of it.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, unless they're talking about Uli Geller. The guy that supposedly can bend spoons in, like, the 70s or 80s or whatever.
That's probably where they got it from, because
the other one has one spoon.
Yeah, because the other one has one spoon.
And this has two spoons.
He was able to bend spoons, supposedly, with his mind, but it's obviously not true. Like, I think they disproved it. But even then, he was known, I think his name is Uli Geller.
So, let's keep going.
Okay, so then Mewtwo, when they actually...
No. Where did he skip a huge part? Yeah, now we got to start the movie. We got to start the movie right. Okay,
if Hector keeps taking so long,
I'm gonna start the damn movie.
Obviously, you're not starting it.
I'm gonna start it. Okay. So the movie starts. Credits. Not kidding. Okay, so what happens is, it starts off with it starts off with you hearing somebody talk. And then...
Oh my God, this is taking fucking forever.
Well, look, I have notes, so let's
do this. No, I'm doing it.
Okay.
I'm doing it. I'm almost done.
My patience is going low now that the baby's coming, like, any day now.
Fine, I'm going.
Okay.
Okay. So, the Mewtwo's talking. He's all like, what's my purpose in this world? What am I doing here? Then, he's all like, he's in a scientist lab. I'll fast forward the shit out of it.
Okay.
You don't have to fast forward that much of school.
He's basically mad when he becomes Mewtwo. He's mad because he finds out
he's skipping huge parts. He opens up the portal. Mm-hmm. Like, he opens it and he's like, he's awake, doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then, boom, he's like, we created you to be the strongest Pokemon. And then he's like, wait, what? I'm just a clone? Like, you copied me. He's like, hell yeah, we copied you. And then he got pissed. And he's all like, well, he basically said, aren't we equal or something? Or like something like that. He's like, hell no, you're a Pokemon. We control you. And he's all like, guess what? I'm not down with that. So, deuces. And he blows that shit up. He blows the island up.
Yeah.
Then we fast forward. We don't fast forward. We go to Ash Ketchum. He's hungry as hell. Brock is cooking food. And Missy's just like, how are you so hungry if you haven't done shit? Mm. And they're like, you are so tired, but you haven't done shit. And he's all like, I can't do anything, Missy. I'm hungry as hell. So then...
Let's keep in mind that none of the curse words are in this movie.
Well, that's how I fast forward. So, so one dude comes out and he's like, hey, are any of you guys Ash from Pallet Town? And he's like, I'm Ash from Pallet Town. He's like, I want a battle. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hell yeah, I'm down to battle. So they battle with Pokemon. They go boom, boom, boom.
And while this is going on, the theme music is...
Yeah, the credits, come on.
The credits, yeah.
And it's a different theme song, but it's still good.
Basically the same lyrics, it's just different, like the music is different.
Yeah, but different thing, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, still good. And then they be battling, boom, boom, boom. And then they don't know this, but somebody's watching them. Yeah. There's like a pharaoh. It's a bird Pokemon. Flies over them, and then he has a camera around his neck, and he's seeing the battle go down. And then he's like, "Damn, this kid's good. I want him to come to this training thing." And he's like, "All right." So, he defeats that one guy. Then, like Ash defeats the Pokemon trainer guy. They then this one thing, tells this.
He gets something in the mail or something, no?
No. This one person mm-hmm. tells this one, like, kind of slave chick. Mm-hmm. He's like, send him an invite mm-hmm. to the party. And then he's like, all right. So Dragonite comes. The dragon Pokemon Dragonite comes. He's fast as hell. He freaking flies towards them while they're all eating. He knocks all of their shit over like a dick that he mm-hmm. is. Because, I mean, they worked hard for the food. And then, boom, he goes there. Mm-hmm. And then he gives him a message. And then Brock's thirsty ass, like, damn, she cute because it's the slave chick.
It's like a hologram.
Yeah, he's like, you invited to the party. Come through. Mm-hmm. And then, like, this is your only invitation. Invite only. So then they're like, hell yeah, we go into this thing. So... they went to it, and then right when they did that, freaking, like, you see a hand, and it's moving the clouds, and we already know that's Mewtwo. And he's making the freaking, like, a storm.
Yeah.
So then they're like, what the storm? Like, it is Ash. He's like, what the storm? Came out of nowhere. We're going to run to the Poke Center. So they run to the Poke Center, and then Officer Jenny's there, and she's like, oh, like, this storm came out of nowhere, and a bunch of trainers are there in the Poke Station, and then they're like, oh, like, you know, because that's the only safe place.
And all those trainers got invited to the same thing, no?
Yeah, all those trainers, people there, got invited to the same thing. And then this is Storm, and then Nurse Joy's all like, oh, and then there's this one, like lady there from land or whatever, like, the like, one chick that lives there. She's like, oh, yeah, like, this was the prophecy. They say that a storm like this is going to happen. It's the most dangerous storm. Nobody should go there, blah, blah, blah. And then... three other trainers are like, hell nah, we go into this island because we got invited to this party. We going. We'll just cross the sea because we're, like, strong as hell and our Pokemon are strong as hell. So we're going to go over there and we're going to freaking ride. So they go over there, and then Ash, Misty, and Brock are like, we going too, son. So we go, and then when they go, they're like, oh, like one takes a Gyarados there. Gyarados is freaking strong, y'all. So he freaking gets through the ocean easy as hell. Another one takes, I think another one rode her Blastoise. No, she rode Seal. It's basically a seal. We didn't really work hard on that one. and then, but it's a big ass seal. And she rode out to the island. And then another dude, he took his Pidgeot. That's the evolution of Pidgeotto. But he called it Pidgeotto. So I guess I don't know what they did with
it. No, they said that they, when I read trivia for the movie, they said that they messed up on the names.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever you said it was first, Pidgeot. But they by accident
they called named it Pidgeotto. Yeah, because I caught that, and I'm all like, I'm just going to let it slide. Mm-hmm. So he rode Pidgeot all the way to the freaking, to the island. And then they were like, damn, how are we getting there? Because our Pokemon aren't strong enough to get all the way over there to the island. And then freaking Vikings come out of nowhere, and they're like, we'll give you a ride. We used to this shit. So they're like, hell yeah, let's go. So they go, and then there's like a big ass wave, and then boo, guess who it was? Team Rocket. They're like, and Meowth was attached to the boat.
Yeah.
Clever. And
that's stupid.
Yeah.
What fell?
None of it fell. It was the guitar.
Oh.
And then they're like, they freaking keep on going. And then they're like, damn, it's Team Rocket. And like, I knew they looked familiar. And they're like, what do they say? They're like, oh, like, prepare for trouble, make it double. Like, we don't got time for this shit, fam. We gonna die. So, big ass wave comes, takes the boat down, and then Misty. Mm-hmm. No, they're underwater now, and they're like freaking about to drown. And then Misty throws out a freaking Staryu, like her Pokemon Staryu.
Yeah.
And then she rides with them, and then she gets Brock, and Brock rides with the Staryu too, because Brock has pure rock types and has a Vulpix, so he doesn't really have water types. So he basically was gonna drown. So sticks to Staryu, Brock is alive, and then, you know, Ash got to Squirtle. So boom, they ride those suckers all the way down to the island. They made it. Boom, bang, bing, bang.
And they noticed that the slave lady, she was actually Nurse Jenny.
You don't find that out. We're still on the island, fam. We're still on the ocean. God.
Basically, they made it to the island.
Fam, you're skipping lines.
Because I don't know any of these Pokemon, so I'm just like, who cares?
Okay, so they get there. Nurse Jenny, a.k.a. Slave, greets them. Brock's like, you look familiar. And then he's all like... And then they walk up, and they see the three people. They're like, yeah, we got here easy because of our dope-ass Pokemon. We got there quick. And they're like, all right, cool. And then they're like, let your Pokemon free. Let them, like, you know, hang out. So they're all hanging out at the Pokemon. And then Nurse Jenny's all like, Nurse Jenny's like, oh, aka Slave. She's like, oh, now you'll meet my master. Boo. Freaking, like, you, oh, we skipped a scene.
Who cares?
Okay, I'll bring it back to the end. No, but this is an important scene.
What is it?
This is, okay, I'm so sorry, you guys. People are so bad right now. What happened is, before this happened, when Mew left the island, he got saved.
By this one guy.
By the leader of Team Rocket, like the main leader.
Yeah, I know.
And he's
like, I know you skipped it, but I was just like...
No, this is a big
part. We need to get it going.
This is a big part. So, this is like all prequel shit. So... He gets saved by, like, Team Rocket, and then he freaking trained, like, he's like, oh, like the master, the leader of Team Rocket, he's like, leader, like, the head honcho, he's like, oh, like, you strong,
basically, I want to train you. He told him, that he was going to help him,
You're going to skip some signs. I got this. You said, I'm going to say it, so I'm going to say
it. Okay, then.
So, he's like, all right. He's like, well, see, he didn't come out of nowhere. The fuck I am.
Like, he's so passionate about it. He wants every single detail in there.
I don't got time for that shit.
Fine, I'm fast-forwarding it. He's like, all right, I'll help you out. And then he'll be like, fine. And then he betrayed him. And then he like, okay. And then done. And then he got butthurt. And then he like didn't like people after that.
Yeah.
Carrying on. Now back to the movie.
Okay.
Okay, so he comes down. He like, hey, y'all. You are all stupid. I don't like you because you traded with your Pokemon. I'm going to kill you and your Pokemon, and then I'm going to take over the world. And then he's all like,
this is Mewtwo talking.
This is Mewtwo talking. So he's all like, okay.
In a more intelligent way.
But I don't got time because can't be passionate. So I got to be acting
like shit. It's not that. It's just that you're taking, you're like, when we talk about the movies, we don't say every single scene frame by frame. We just go to the important ones.
This is all important.
No, it's not.
It's important to Hector because he loves Pokemon.
Okay, so Mewtwo sounds smart as hell. Mm-hmm. Don't even thought it.
That's why I was like, when I watched the movie, I was just like, damn, if I would be watching this movie when I was like 11 or 12 or whatever, I would not understand what the hell Mewtwo was saying. Because it was really like...
No, he's very intelligent.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck are these words? Like, these are big-ass words, even for like... When I was, like, watching it now as an adult, I was just like, would kids would know these words? I don't think so.
I knew them. Why do you think I'm so intelligent as hell?
She's just like, no.
All right. So, point of story is, Mewtwo's like, I'm gonna kill y'all. And then Wendy's like, hell no. How the hell are you gonna kill me? You a Pokemon. I'm gonna capture you with the Pokeball. And then he freaking breaks the Pokeball. And then he, like, launches this one dude at the wall. And then, And I'm like, all right, well, he's like, all right, like, let's battle. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, if you're such a good trainer, let's battle. So they battle, and then, like, Mewtwo already had clones in their Pokemon. So like, so they battled each other, and then he beat the shit out of everyone. He's like, all right, you guys suck. Now I'm going to capture your Pokemon. He takes out, like, these alien Pokeballs, and he tries to, and he captures all the Pokemon, and people are like, all right, get your Pokemon! Get your Pokeball! And then, what? It reminds you of the, why is the man's body still laying there? Get an avalanche!
What?
Like, why is the man's body still laying there? Get an avalanche? Where's the avalanche? Where's the avalanche? All right, never mind. That's something else. Okay. Black Lives Matter. Pokemon Go. No, Pokemon. And then they're like, they try to catch the Pokemon, and then they're like, oh, they're coming for our Pokemon. And then, like, they're like, okay, let's, like, let's capture them. Get your Pokemon to run. And then we got caught a bunch of them. And then they're like, wait, they can't capture them. They're all the Pokeballs. So they throw their Pokeballs, and then they capture the Pokeballs, and they're running. And then the alien Pokeballs sucked up the Pokeball balls, and then...
So basically, they could catch
them. They captured them. And then this is a beautiful scene. So Pikachu's running up this, like, little thing.
Like a little slide or something.
Yeah. And
like a stair slide.
Yeah, a stair slide. So that shows that Mewtwo has, like, a sign of fun. Because, I mean, who else would build that slide? So Pikachu's running up this thing. And then Pokeballs are chasing after him. And she's like, Pikachu! And then, like, lightning bolts come out. No, she goes, chee! Like, she's sneezing really bad. Mm-hmm. And then, like, lightning bolts will come down, and then the Pokeballs will fall, and Ash will be chasing after her, like, Pikachu! And then at the end, like, Pikachu's like, Pikachu finally gets caught or something, and then...
Isn't this while this is going on, like, Team Rocket sees that...
Oh, yeah, Team Rocket's in... Well, I skipped that part,
because I wrote it down here. The Team Rocket, they find out about Ash, whatever, in the island. Meow gets cloned because of his hair.
Oh, you skipping... That's, like, later on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
oh yeah, because I was trying to not fall asleep, so I was just writing stuff that I could remember.
Okay, so funny story is, he's like, "I'm not gonna let you catch Pikachu." Mm-hmm. So he jumps in the air to catch Pikachu, and then a Pokeball captures Pikachu, and then he gets the Pokeball and he goes down this one slide tube thing, and then he goes to where the Pokemon are getting cloned, and then they clone all the Pokemon, but Ash is in there, and then he freaking, like, breaks the machine by accident trying to catch Pikachu's ball. And then when he did that, all the Pokeballs came out and freaking the Pokemon popped up. And then the clones already came out and they freaking, like, went out to, like, this, like, to go see Mewtwo. Mm-hmm. And then Ash was with all the other Pokemon. And then like, he's like, oh, man. Like he basically gets all his Pokemon back. And then he's like, oh, like, Mewtwo's like, oh, like, guess what? I'm gonna kill y'all. This is my Pokemon army. And they can beat the shit out of you guys. And they're stronger because I made them strong than your Pokemon. And then like, Ash catches all, like, and then Mewtwo's like, I'm gonna kill all y'all. And then I'm gonna kill the and then I'm gonna, like, destroy the world. And then Ash has the best line of the movie. He's like, you can't do that. And he's like, I won't let you. And then he, like, comes out of the smoke with a bunch of Pokemon. And he's like, oh, shit, that's how you know it's getting down. And then...
Also, like, while this is going on, even before all this, like, you find out that there's actually Mew.
Oh.
Because,
Oh, yeah.
You see Mew, and then Mew...
Well, I was gonna get to that.
Yeah, but this is, like... Yeah, but this is, like... Because Mew movie. Comes in
yeah.
with... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mew comes in with Team Rocket.
Yeah, because Mew, he's just, like... Mew, he always hides, like, a lot. Like, he always, like... He's always gets to leave right in time. Because he can also teleport. Mm-hmm. So he can be chilling behind you, and everybody waits. Somebody will be happy, and then he'll teleport to another side. Yeah, so basically you see that Mew is still around, and he's just, like, never been seen because he doesn't want to be seen. And then, so Ash thought, like, you know, I won't let you. And then the Pokemon are going to, like, there's an army, you know, like, side by side. And then they're gonna fight, and then they're, like, the Pokemon are going to fight the same
type of Pokemon.
The clones. Yeah, and then they're, like, going. And then Mew's all, Ash's all, like, Mewtwo, you're mine. And he's, like, go running. And he's going to deck him in the face. And then Mewtwo's like, hell nah. And he freaking, like, launches that fool, like, in the sky. And then that's when freaking Mewtwo does this, like little, like, psychic ball and captures Ash. And then Mewtwo's like, what the fuck? And then Mew's like, Mew, 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 Mew. He's all like, what the fuck? Like, you still alive?
Yeah.
He's like, hell yeah, I'm still alive. And then we're talking back and forth. And then they're like, what was that? And it's Mew. And then they're like, damn. Like, I'm your clone. Like, I'm more powerful than you. And then, like, they're talking shit kind of, but in Pokemon thing.
Language.
And then they're like, language. Yeah, they're like. And then Mew freaking, they're like, oh, yeah, you think you're stronger than me, you son of a bitch? You know what? Like, my Pokemon are way better than your Pokemon, than my clones. And he's like, all right, then, we're going to freaking battle. I'm going to do the psychic thing real quick, and I'm going to make them equal to your Pokemon, and we'll see who freaking wins. So they do that, and then that's when freaking Mewtwo gets mad, and he throws a freaking Shadow Ball at Mew, and then Mew gets, like, launched into space, and then, like, ha, what a piece of shit, can't even take a Shadow Ball. And then that's when you see a freaking pink Shadow Ball come straight to Mew, and he's like, what the fuck? Boom! And then that's when it gets on. And then they start fighting, and then Ash is already in the ceiling, and the other trainers are just looking at him, and then the Pokemon fight each other, and then that one song comes on, it's like, brother, my brother. I listened to that song all this week. I listened to the song this morning when I woke up.
That was a weird song.
No, it's good, dude. Pokemon had some good soundtracks.
Yeah, the songs were actually, like, I was looking at the soundtrack stuff, and, like, one song was by Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
One song, remember Vitamin C for the graduation lady? The something graduation.
Anyways.
Okay, so, Pokemon. So, they freaking... So they're battling, and then they're like, yeah, and then they freaking, like, start hitting each other, and it's getting sad, dude. And they're like, brother, my brother, not you to, is this, we got to end this war.
Anyways.
And then they freaking, like, they battle, and they're like, Misty's all like, we need to stop this, because they're gonna kill each other to death. And then Brock's like, yeah, Pokemon aren't supposed to battle like this. And then,
And this is... Ash is already, like, a stone or something.
No. Why are you skipping scenes?
Okay, go ahead.
We're almost done.
Okay, go.
Ash is basically trying to get to the lower level. Yeah, to be, like... up a high on, yeah. Like, a rooftop.
Yeah, he's trying to stop it. And then he's all like... And then, like... Oh, and then the cutest... One of the also cute teens is Psyducks are fighting each other. And Psyducks, they slap each other, going, Psy! And then the other one goes, Doc! And then they slap each other, and then they both get headaches at the same time. Like, headache. Oh, it's so
and
good.
And then Pikachu
against Pikachu. That was the point. Okay. Pikachu is like freaking Gandhi.
I think this is the part where Hector just starts crying.
No, I was about to start crying. There's two scenes where I start crying. Because Pikachu doesn't want to fight. Because Pikachu is basically Gandhi. Gandhi ripped off Pikachu. So, Pikachu freaking like, the clone Pikachu is like, Pika!
Hector's slapping himself right now.
Yeah, I know you can't see it, but he's basically slapping each other.
Yeah, and then Pikachu's like, Pika, Pika. Like, he doesn't want to fight back.
The point is that...
Pikachu does not want to fight back.
The Pikachu, original Pikachu, doesn't want to fight clone Pikachu.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't believe that they should be fighting that way.
Yeah, and then Ash's all like, no, then he's like, they should be more like Pikachu. Because
and Pikachu then knows Pikachu, not to fight. Original Pikachu gets gained his ass kicked, and he still does not want to fight.
Yeah.
Clone Pikachu starts getting tired and realizing that he doesn't want to fight.
Yeah.
Slowly starts to slap Pikachu and start crying because he knows that like he can hit him, and Pikachu won't hit back.
Yeah.
Basically, but don't they all like all the Pokemon start getting tired.
They don't get like teary eyed like the Pikachus do.
Yeah, and then and then Ash like finally gets down, and then Mewtwo and Mew are still battling, and then they get in the middle, and they're like, we need a freaking like I'm gonna do this mega shit. So he like freaking does like this mega like beam, and so does Mew, and Ash's like, no, you gotta stop. And then he runs in the middle, and then he gets hit by both of them, and then he freaking turns to stone, and then Mew's all like, what a fool.
And then Pikachu comes and tries to revive him with Thunderbolts. Electricity.
Yeah, it's like,
but
Pikachu,
it's not working.
Pikachu!
That part was sad. To me.
Sad as hell, dude.
It's basically like when an owner tries to revive their dead animal.
Or the other way around.
Or like a dead
dead animal is like why are you dead?
Like
wake up!
Like a dog trying to
revive a human.
Trying to wake up a human that like they're passed away.
And yeah,
sad.
And then they're all crying, dude. Oh my god, I'm getting water yet.
Yeah, so they all started. All the Pokemon, including the clones, started crying, and all the tears magically started going to Ash and turning them back into a person.
Yeah.
So they revived them.
Logic, and then. And then Mewtwo's all like, why do these Pokemon crying for him? And then basically, like, learned that Pokemon and and humans could coexist, and they could be, like, so freaking good with each other. And they basically, Mewtwo learned his lesson that people, like, oh, and then Meow said the best thing. He said, maybe if we learn to love, maybe if, what did he say? If we start looking at what's the same instead of what's different, who would know what's gonna happen? Basically, he's saying we should look at what we have in common.
Yeah. And they were saying that in the Japanese version. I mean, basically, the Japanese version and the American version are not the same. But they were saying, where I was reading, that that it makes no sense to say that not to fight, because the whole time, the series is about battling.
But they're not battling to the death, but they're just battling for, you know, like, yeah. Fight. Yeah, but, oh my god, that movie is so good, dude. And then Mewtwo's like, oh, I learned my lesson. I'm gonna take my clones, and we're gonna fly into the sky, and we're gonna...
Yeah, they just left. The clones just left.
And then Mewtwo's like...
They went to go find where they belong.
Yeah, exactly. And then Mewtwo's like, yeah, I'm gonna go learn the lesson that you guys already know, which is we should get along. And then he's like, I'll remember this forever, but it's better if you guys forget. And then he freaking wiped off their memories.
For real?
Yeah, he wipes out their memories.
That's what I told you. And then they wipe out their memories so they don't remember what happened, mm-hmm. but they just remember they went to the Poke Center, and the storm's already done, and then they basically went back in time to, like, when they barely even left. And they're like, oh, like, how did we get here? And then they're like, I don't know, man. And then the storm went away. And then they're like, and then Ash, Misty, and Brock, they go outside, and they see Ho-Oh, or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. It's a legendary Pokemon. And they're like, what are you looking at, Ash? He's like, I never told you guys this, but when I left Pallet Town to start my journey, I saw this legendary Pokemon, and I thought I saw another one. Oh, no, he saw Mew. He saw Mew pass by. And then that it wasn't Ho-Oh, but he saw Mew pass by, and he's all like, I thought I saw another one. And he's all like, maybe you're just seeing things, Ash. He's like, maybe. And then they freaking walk away, and then the credits come up.
Yeah. Boom. I was sleepy throughout most of the things, so I wrote down stuff on my notebook, but I was looking at it right now, and it's like me writing down, I'm sleepy. And then, like, I did write stuff down, like, what was happening in the movie, but because I didn't understand most of the movie, no. I just like, whatever.
Dude, it was so good. Okay, not the stars thing or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm going to change it from, like, 10 stars because that's a lot of stars. I'm just realizing that now.
You got tired of doing all the math.
So I'm just going to do 5 stars out of 5 stars, okay? So I'll go first because this is the first time you've seen. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 just because I liked it. I mean, I guess I liked it. I mean, it wasn't bad. I've seen more horrible movies.
What do you mean? That's not how you explain movies. Yeah, I've seen more horrible more movies.
I've seen horrible movies. This is not a horrible movie. It's just not my... It's not for me. Yeah, I'm not the demographic for it.
Okay, let me tell your turn.
I give it a 5. I like the movie.
Okay, 5. Obviously give it a 5. Actually, yeah, it's a 5 because I still go back to it. It still makes me tear up. And it has such a good point.
It's a good movie and does have, like, a good, kind of message to the kids. Yeah. You're not supposed to fight and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Even though they are meant to be fighters.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, it tells you shouldn't fight each other. Yeah. You should just, like, love each other. I will let my kid watch this movie probably when he starts getting into being able to sit down and watch movies.
Mm-hmm. How many months are you?
Well, she's about to give birth.
Yeah, she's about to give birth any day now.
9
Yeah, so she's 9 months. Hector, I was going to ask, if we could be any Pokemon, what Pokemon do you think we would be?
What do you mean?
What Pokemon would I be?
Oh.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah, I was going to say Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff or...
She always likes to fucking sing, even though she doesn't know songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jigglypuff's only song is Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you with one song in the chorus.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Lupita. Let's see Lupita. Oh, that'd be so hard.
Be honest.
I thought you were going to say Beyonce. I'm like, that's not a Pokemon.
Beyonce.
Ah, that's so hard because I have to let you go to...
You have to go through a lot.
Okay, would you be? Would you be Pikachu?
Oh, no. I would not be Pikachu. Come on. Is that the only Pokemon you know?
Yeah. Pikachu and Squirtle and Charizard?
I think I'll definitely go with the good old... Oh, I just love Bulbasaur so much. But I don't think I'm a Bulbasaur. Oh. No. They said I'm an Eevee in the
I think you're a Squirtle.
Yeah, I definitely have a Squirtle. Like that
Squirtle with the sunglasses?
Yeah, yeah, the main because Squirtle.
Because he's always, like, wearing sunglasses and chains, and that's fucking Hector, because he always carries his, like, WWE belt and true. Shit.
And my gold $15 chain.
Yeah. Yeah, and his gold chain.
And who would have picked that me?
Oh, this is so hard.
What I always saw myself as Eevee, but...
Yeah, I guess I was going to say Eevee. I was going to say Eevee, because with every stone, she can change it to something new.
I don't know what Eevee is, but you can show me a picture later.
Eevee is the Pokemon that everybody wants. No, never mind. We'll talk about it later. I was definitely going to say Eevee. I was thinking about Eevee for you.
Yeah. Well, I have... Well, I'm like whatever about the movie.
You're straight up Jigglypuff, fam. Stop trying
to fight. Okay, cool. But yeah, to me, this movie was like whatever. I mean, I know it was like your childhood movie and like you wanted to do it so bad and we did it.
But I'm telling you, it's a good movie. Yeah. I wouldn't watch it with Hector.
Yeah.
But I would watch it again.
Because I remember when Hector...
Yeah, like, I wouldn't watch it with Hector just for the fact that I know that he's going to be talking about other things.
While No, he wasn't. Like, we were watching it. The whole time. He was just watching the whole movie.
No, I mean, if he watches it with me, because he's going to be talking to me, because he knows that you don't know that much, and you don't want to talk
I don't know
about
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking him questions, and he's just like, just watch the movie. I'm like, oh, fine. And I remember, like, Hector, when he was younger... He would make us do, like, Pokemon. He had, a class or whatever. Yeah. He would say that he would have a class called Pokemon 101.
Yeah.
And he would make us want to take the class. And I'm like, I'm not going to freaking take a fucking class. Like,
I made Vivi do it. Our cousin Vivi do it. And she failed the test.
And then I remember, like, also, like, was it this year or last year when you made Daisy watch the movie?
Oh, it was last year. She said she never saw it. And I'm like, you have
failed. And then she fell asleep.
Yeah. And I was watching it by myself like, damn, this still holds up.
Well, they don't like the cartoons and I don't like the movie.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like. I don't know what I said. I don't like the cartoons.
What's
going to
be
like
next week or next time?
Well, I was debating, but I think it's going to be the First Wives Club.
Okay.
Okay.
You've never seen that movie, no. Hector?
But let me just say one thing before we set off.
Okay.
All right. Two things.
Hurry up because I got to pee.
Okay. Two things real quick. One thing. If you guys have a chance... Go to Pandora. Go to Create Station. Pokemon. They have a station for Pokemon. They have such good music that I was surprised.
Pokemon does have good music.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
so
watch
good.
The shows,
yeah.
If you watch the shows.
Well,
and
M to M. That's how
any
I got,
movie.
That's how I got to M to M.
Yeah, they have such good music, man. And it's all about Pokemon related. So it's so good. And second thing, this, like, just rewatching this. Maybe want to watch the other Pokemon movies that I remember watching as a kid. Like the one with the orbs. I forgot which one that one was. And the one with the big-ass fucking lion. Ah, dude, those are... I'm going to watch that by myself. If y'all
that's
are Pokemon
cool.
fans, let's rewatch them, y'all.
Let's rewatch
That's cool.
Or watch them for the first time if you're a Pokemon fan.
Oh, dude, it's so good. I remember the one with the orbs so much because I forgot how he gets them. And then it's the flute. And then, that lion Pokemon, I forgot, like Entei, I think, freaking takes Ash's bob away.
Damn.
They get hardcore.
Well, even this one was freaking hardcore.
She's talking about
like,
her belly.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
No, like, this one was fucking hardcore. Like, the fucking, who am I? And
oh, yeah.
What's
that's,
my...
That's
it's
what
basically
I
next
he basically wants to know where he
it's
belongs.
An existential crisis. That's why I was just like, this is a fucking child's film.
Dude, that's what I was going to say. Dude, these movies are so damn good. I was rewatching, like, damn, this has so many good-ass messages. And it's, like, so deep, too. It's
well,
so deep.
Yeah, the reason that he fucking tried to destroy, like, everything was because he's like, I'm a clone, and who am I, and blah, blah, blah.
Such a good-ass movie, dude. Highly recommended. But that's the go piece, so we have to sign off.
Okay. Now. So, this is coming soon to VHS. Like I said, next time we're gonna review we're gonna talk about First Wives Club. So this is the end. So my name is Dulce.
I'm Lupita.
And this is a milestone for me for the most talkative in the episode. I just had a led by.
Okay, bye. See you guys next time. Bye.